Here's a thought about the other shots. Not the ones that we set out to make artwork out of, but the ones we need to be sensitive to in photographing anyway. Of course, when we're out in the world photographing, our attention is primarily on the keepers, the ones we intend to make artwork out of. But the more you tend to work in projects like I do, the more you have to pay attention to some of those other shots that end up being incredibly important. For example, an establishing shot that sets the scene for where this project takes place. That's a term that comes from movie making. Think of that shot that you see when the TV show comes back from commercial. There's always an establishing shot that shows the building, and then we see the people in the building having conversation. It's that establishing shot that tells us where we are and gives us a certain context. There's also shots like close-up shots that are important and wider angle shots that can help us if we need to rectify linears or show a better context of where some primary bit of action is taking place. Panorama shots have become more and more important, and I find myself now routinely, whenever I stop the car, to capture a three-image, potentially stitchable panorama, just in case I need it. Those can sometimes be the establishing shot in a project. There's also macro shots that can sometimes be important, the extreme close-ups that give us details that become important in the project that maybe we're not thinking we might need, but if we don't capture them when we're out in the world, they're gone forever. So there's this group of other shots that are probably worth putting into your routine that can help when you're finalizing the project, but not necessarily the ones that you're going out in the world to capture. They're just the ones that help you complete the project. And the other shots have become more and more important to me as I develop more and more work that's project-oriented photography.